Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to keep it practical and focused. Because the lesson details weren't provided, I'm going to give you a strong core DNB production walkthrough that fits right inside Ableton and helps you build something useful straight away. The idea here is simple. Get a clean, powerful foundation down fast, and train your ears while you do it. We're going to build around the part of the track that matters most in drum and bass. The groove between the drums and the bass. If that relationship is working, the tune already feels believable. If it's not, no amount of extra layers will really save it. So let's lock in the fundamentals. Start with your tempo set in the classic drum and bass range, somewhere around 174 BPM. That speed gives you the energy, but the groove comes from spacing, contrast, and weight, not from cramming in too much. That's a big one. Fast music still needs room to breathe. Drop a drum break or a solid one-shot kit into Ableton. Either approach works. If you're using a break, make sure you're not just looping it and hoping for the best. Slice it, reshape it, and make it work for your tune. If you're building from one-shots, begin with a clean kick and snare pattern that feels unmistakably DNB. Strong kick placement, snare hitting firmly on the 2 and 4 feel, and enough ghost movement around it to create momentum. Now, when you're shaping those drums, focus on contrast. You want the kick to feel grounded and the snare to feel confident and forward. In Ableton, this often means using EQ8 to carve unnecessary low end from layers that don't need it, then using compression carefully to control peaks without flattening the life out of the groove. Saturation can help here too. A little bit of harmonic weight can make the drums feel more expensive, more finished. What to listen for here is whether the snare feels like the anchor of the rhythm, or whether it's getting buried. In drum and bass, the snare is often the statement piece. If it's weak, the whole track feels smaller than it should. Once the drum shell is there, bring in a bass sound. Keep it simple at first. A sine-based sub and one more character layer is enough to build a serious foundation. In Ableton, you can do this with operator or wavetable, depending on how you like to work. For the sub, stay clean. A pure or nearly pure sine works beautifully. Then add a mid-bass layer above it with some movement, texture, or bite. This is where a lot of producers go wrong. They design a cool bass, but it doesn't actually work with the drums. So instead of asking, does this bass sound impressive on its own, ask, does this bass make the groove hit harder? That's the real old test. Program a bass rhythm that leaves space for the drums to speak. You do not need constant notes. In fact, in DNB, restraint is often what creates impact. Shorter bass phrases can make the drop feel heavier, because the silence around them creates tension and release. That's why this works in drum and bass. The genre moves so fast that your ear fills in momentum automatically. Bass becomes part of the groove. As you build that bass line, make sure the sub is mono and stable. Keep the lowest frequencies centered and controlled. Then use the mid layer to create width, movement, and personality. You might distort the mid layer, automate a filter, or modulate wavetable position to keep it alive. But don't let that movement wreck the low-end consistency. What to listen for now is the relationship between the kick and the sub. Are they fighting for the same moment, or are they working together? If the low end feels blurry or uneven, shorten the bass note, change its timing, or reduce overlap before you reach for a plugin. Arrangement fixes often beat processing fixes. A really strong workflow in Ableton is to group your bass layers together, then process them with purpose. Maybe the sub stays mostly untouched, while the top bass layer gets saturation, chorus, or a bit of OTT style aggression if that suits the tune. The key is separation. Let each layer do a job. One for weight, one for character. Now let's tighten the groove. This is where drum and bass starts to feel premium instead of homemade. Zoom into the drums and bass together and check timing. Tiny adjustments matter. A bass note that starts just slightly late can make the whole groove feel lazy. A ghost hit that lands perfectly can suddenly make the rhythm bounce. Use your ears first, then your eyes. If it feels right, that matters more than perfect visual alignment. You can also use Ableton's groove tools carefully, but don't just throw swing on everything. DNB groove usually comes from the push and pull of selected hits, not from broad, obvious shuffle. Be intentional. Move one thing at a time and feel the result. Once the core loop is hitting, add one musical element. Maybe that's a pad, a dark atmosphere, a Reese texture in the distance, or a simple melodic phrase. Keep it minimal. The purpose is not to crowd the mix. It's to give the drums and bass a world to live in. Great DNB often feels cinematic, because even the smallest atmospheric choices suggest depth and scale. As you do this, think in layers of importance. Drums and bass are the main event. Atmosphere supports. FX Connect transitions. Everything else has to earn its place. That mindset will save you from overproduction. A useful trick in Ableton is to set up return tracks for space effects instead of inserting reverb and delay on every channel. A short drum room, a longer atmospheric reverb, maybe a tempo sync delay for selected elements. This keeps the mix cohesive and makes automation much easier. You can send sounds in and out of those spaces to create movement without muddying everything. Now let's talk arrangement for a moment, because even a great loop needs direction. Take your main 8-bar idea and create contrast. Strip elements out before the drop. Bring in just the tops. Let the sub disappear for a beat. Add a reverse texture leading into a snare hit. Drum and bass thrives on tension and release. The listener should feel like the track is breathing, not just repeating. One powerful move is to create variation every 4 or 8 bars, especially in the drums. That could be a small fill, a different ghost note, a snare layer on the turnaround, or a short bass answer phrase. You're not changing the whole identity. You're refreshing the energy just enough to keep the momentum alive. What to listen for at this stage is whether each new variation actually adds excitement or just adds information. There's a difference. If the track gets busier but not better, pull something back. Clarity wins. Let's touch on mix decisions, because in DNB they're part of the production, not something you leave until the end. Start with level balance. If the drums and bass feel right at low volume, you're in a strong place. Then use EQ to solve actual conflicts, not as a habit. If the snare needs more snap, look in the upper mids. If the bass character is masking the snare body, carve space in the right area. If the hats are sharp and tiring, tame them before they fatigue the ear. Transient control can also be huge. A transient shaper or careful compression on the drums can help them stay punchy without becoming harsh. Parallel processing is great here too. Blend in energy instead of forcing it. And remember this, louder is not the same as better. Especially in DNB. The best mixes feel powerful because the elements are defined, not because everything is slammed. Keep that standard high. If you want an easy self-check, mute the sub and ask whether the groove still makes sense. Then mute the mid-bass and ask whether the low-end foundation still feels solid. Then bring everything back and check the snare. That quick process tells you a lot about whether each layer is actually doing its job. Another great habit is referencing. Pull in a professionally mixed DNB track with a similar energy and level match it. Not to copy it, but to calibrate your ears. Compare the weight of the kick, the brightness of the hats, the size of the snare, and the stereo width of the top-end textures. That kind of listening will train your taste fast. And here's your encouraging reminder, do not wait for the perfect sound before you build the groove. Get the idea moving. A solid rhythm with basic sounds teaches you more than an unfinished folder full of sick presets. Progress comes from finishing loops, testing choices, and making clear decisions. Keep going. So to wrap this up, the goal is to build a drum and bass foundation that feels controlled, exciting, and intentional. Set the tempo. Build drums with punch and contrast. Add a clean sub and a character layer. Make the bass rhythm serve the groove. Use space on purpose. Shape timing carefully. Add just enough atmosphere to create a world. Then introduce variation and mix as you go. That's the core. Drums and bass first. Everything else second. Your challenge now is simple. Open Ableton and build an 8-bar DNB loop using only drums, sub, one mid-bass layer, and one atmospheric element. No extra clutter. Then spend time on one thing only, making the groove feel better every pass. If you can get that loop to hit hard, bounce, and feel clean, you're building exactly the right skills. Go make it knock.